Peace.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hey, you got better things to do than think about your electricity bill, but how do you avoid the surprise of a high bill at the end of the month? Here's what I do. I rely on the guys over at Champion Energy. With their low-price, fixed-rate plans, there's never any surprises. Plus, the team at Champion sends me weekly usage reports with my projected bill amount. Again, no surprises. They also remind me when my contract is about to expire so I can lock in on low prices. Visit champion.energy to view a variety of fixed-rate offers. That's champion.energy. Promo code 1560. Promo code 1560.
Guys, looking for a true MVP haircut? This is Casey with Team Hopper of Sport Clips Houston, providing MVP service in a sports-themed environment. Visit one of our 13 Houston locations and mention ESPN for a free haircut for new clients and $5 off the MVP treatment for returning clients. And because of our growth, we turn to HRMP for all things HR and payroll. HRMP's truly the Sport Clips MVP.
Learn more today at HRP.net.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance.
800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-404-1463. 800-404-1463. 800-404-1463. That's 800-404-1463.
Follow us on socials at ESPN Houston, and don't forget to have our push notifications on.
You gotta change your push notifications. Look.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 proudly present The Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of The Killer Bees.
Don't sweat the technique.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, bringing you the fastest 3 hours in Houston sports radio, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Ooh, what up, Big Town? Hey, how we doing?
He's Blank, I'm Branham. It is Ryan and Mapes behind the glass. Ryan does a job that it takes two men to do. More Ryan's training on the board. Lots to get to today. Astros begin a series against the White Sox. Astros faced in a pretty good pitcher for the White Sox, who they stole from Milwaukee in the Rule 5 draft. It's been pretty good for them. So the Astros might have their hands full tonight against a White Sox team that's not very good. Lance McCullers on the mound for game one of the three-game series. Some rocket items that are out there. It is a Tuesday, so we'll cash or trash whatever takes that you may or may not have. But we begin with Texans mandatory mini camp. What's that song? Time to play football in Houston. Yay. Something like that.
Football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Texans ready to play. Texans are ready to play. Now, the big news coming over from Kirby CJ Stroud threw the football today, Blankers.
Thank goodness. I mean, I don't care about being wrong. I don't care about my hypothesis that he had something done. I am thankful that he is throwing. I am thankful that he is okay. And I am thankful that there is not as much to worry about for Texans fans.
It would have been better for us if he didn't throw
today. For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm willing to surrender the content for the well-being of my peace of mind. I didn't want to think for the next couple of months before training camp that C.J. Stroud could have something that was aching him for 2 weeks that he couldn't throw. So I'm happy that he threw today. I'll surrender the show content for C.J. Stroud throwing today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you're talking about the most important guy on your roster, and you know you need him to be as healthy as possible and to be able to put that to bed. You're right. I mean, look, the national guys were all over it again today. Damian Woody had a big deal, I guess, about how this could be a major concern. Well, now there's not as much of a major concern with your Houston Texans, so we can talk about other things, but I am extremely grateful that that's the case and not something that's more serious or more concerning. Or if, like, I didn't think he would throw all week, so I'm happy that he's back.
Yeah, they kind of got the sense that it was going to happen. Like, we got out there, and it was, hey, Stroud's going to talk to the media today. Okay. Mm. Well, if he's talking to the media today, he's not going to talk if he's not throwing. And then whenever he ran onto the field, one of the – I don't know which coach it was or if it was, like, even a ball boy. I have no idea. I just didn't get eyes on him. He was yelling at Stroud, it's the comeback! It's the comeback! So I had a pretty good idea that C.J. Stroud was going to throw the ball. But then I wondered, like – how hard is he going to throw the ball? Mm-hmm. What all is he going to do? Is he going to take every other snap or every third or fourth snap, depending on how many quarterbacks are in the drill? Is he just going to lob a little, you know, two-yard slants to the running backs? Or is he going to be doing everything that every quarterback on the field was doing? And he let it go. He let it rip. I was like, what was I? Oh, I don't remember. Two and a half, three? I forget. But any concern, scale of 1 to 10, it's at a 0 now. Because not only was he out there, not only was he throwing, but he was letting it rip and he looked good.
That's like what I was
going to
ask.
He was putting the ball right where it needed to be. The ball placement specialist. No, he looked really good to me. He looked like normal C.J. Stroud.
That's the biggest relief of all, because it's one thing to be out there, but I was going to ask you how frequently he was throwing and at what velocity. And I saw the one that everybody was tweeting, the sideline route that he threw was a nice touch pass. But if that's the case, then I am ecstatic, because I had some deep concerns. I actually did think he had something done, and then you always wonder how the recovery goes and how he comes out of it and if he's the same type player. I'm glad that that can all be put to bed.
Yeah, Stroud was asked about the surgery thing too. He said, no, I didn't have surgery. He said that he said the reason that led to the soreness because he's been working his tail off. He said he wanted to lose body fat, wanted to get stronger, wanted to get faster. Said he has been throwing this offseason. Okay. So it wasn't like, oh, no, he hasn't thrown a football since they were eliminated by the Kansas City Chiefs. So a lot of the narratives, a lot of the theories put to rest. I still don't know why the Texans didn't just come out and be like, yeah. Whenever D'Amico was asked that surgery question, him not answering it left it lingering.
I think that's the biggest thing looking back in retrospect now, knowing what we know, is why did they handle it the way that they did? Because it was just like a rumor mill that just started to churn. And then, every media outlet locally got it first. And then the national media jumped on board. And then it just became this hurricane of what's going on, questions and no answers. And D'Amico added fuel to that fire. And you just wonder why. I mean, if it was a nothing burger all along, then just say it.
To answer the question, I would say that he just didn't want to answer any more Stroud questions. So it's like, okay, now you've asked me a third Stroud question, I'm putting it to rest. It was just unfortunate that it was the surgery question, because he left it lingering. I don't think the Texans loved the way that they handled it. Because there's several clues that tell us that. Like, okay, Aaron Wilson reported it over the weekend after voluntary OTAs, after they were there. Then they came back Monday, and D'Amico immediately, as soon as he gets behind the microphone, by the way, CJ's shoulder is a little bit sore. So I don't think that they feel they handled it in the best way. But at the same time, like, it's insignificant. It doesn't matter. He threw today. He's going to be ready for camp. He's going to be ready for the start of the season. All that has happened in the last couple of weeks, it gave us fodder. But it is really irrelevant now. And I do feel bad that we have to retire the bit, Stroud with mystery. Right, yeah. Like, we're no longer Stroud with mystery, so we can no longer play the bit that Michael Carroll worked so hard with.
Unless he does something else on a different front. Yeah, I mean, I hope they learn from this. I understand that you want to be, you know, kind of keep everything close to the vest and handle things the way you did. I would say that they handled it poorly. I would have handled it differently as well, and hopefully they do it differently the next time, because I think all it did was give them a whole lot more to deal with than they should have to deal with if he was fine.
Yeah, I just don't feel like they care, you know. Like, D'Amico even mentioned that today, too. He's like, we don't care about people's opinions. Everything that we do is in-house. That's just their mentality. I don't really mind that mentality either. Like, keep it in-house. That's fine. Like, I have no issue with that. Now, does it lead to some panic amongst the fan base? Yeah, it's going to, but they don't care. They don't care if the fan base is panicked that much. Here was D'Amico Ryans talking about C.J. Stroud being back on the football field.
Oh, CJ threw today, right? All right. Just the CJ's a competitor. And, you know, last week, CJ, he was adamant about going out and practicing. It just shows the type of person that CJ is. Like, he's – but for me, as a head coach, it's important for me to just make sure we're protecting him, making sure we're doing what's best for CJ, and not really a word about the outside opinions or other people. Nobody knows the information about our players more than me. And so I'm going to make sure I always do what's in the best interest of our players, first and foremost with their health and wellness. That's always on the forefront of my mind. And so that's why the decision was made about CJ. I think you guys saw him out throwing today. I think he looked pretty fine to me.
Looked pretty fine. See, he did. He did. He looked pretty fine today.
Mm-hmm. And that's, like I said, I mean, I'm glad that that is the end result. I'm glad that's if that's how they choose to handle it, so be it. But I think you kind of, you know, you can joke about it now, but the main reason why everybody was making such a big deal was exactly how you handled it.
Oh, anytime the quarterback's not throwing, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, if your quarterback is not throwing a football, it is something that we're going to talk about. I always will. If the quarterback walks down the street funny, I will be talking about that. That's how important that – it's the most important position in sports.
No doubt.
Expecting people not to talk about the most important position in sports when something could be – never said it was – when something could be wrong, flared up. And he – I mean, Stroud did address that he was sore. So, like, it was a legitimate thing. Coug Blakes, congrats on throwing the ball today, CJ. Yeah, I mean, big congratulations to CJ Stroud. I wonder if he's popping by bottles whenever he gets home today.
No,
threw a touchdown to Jaden Higgins.
He's tightening up.
You know, texture, did Stroud shred it? He was shredding it. He was shredding the football, and he was shredding the pounds right off his body, trying to lose the baby fat. CJ Stroud
didn't look like he needed to lose any weight.
He said he was trying to get rid of the body fat and gain muscle.
Okay, look, I appreciate him for doing that. Now, don't overlift and do anything more. I think you're in a good spot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the balance is there for a quarterback. Like, in June, I don't really care if they're lifting a little bit.
No, but you don't want him to come in, like, you know, super light unless you have you expect that he's going to put on weight during the season. Because you know that during the heat of the season, with all the hits he's going to take and everything like that, I'd rather him be – if it's muscle, great, but I need him to be durable. I don't want him to lose enough weight where he's a little more fragile.
No, I think he's trying to like position his body, like lose some of the fat, gain the muscle. Like that's what he said that he was trying to do. Be stronger, faster. What was the other one he used? Oh, I don't remember what the other one
better?
He used. Maybe it was better, stronger, faster. Yeah. All right. 713-780-ESP. And here's one more from CJ Stroud. Actually, we'll get to that on the other side. We'll hear from CJ, hear another from D'Amico as well. Plus pick six and an extra point. I was out at training camp today. Everybody gives their thoughts. Pick six and an extra point. I have no idea how many of these I had. I didn't count. All right. 713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener line. We're on YouTube at ESPN Houston. We're on Twitter at ESPN975. We're on TikTok at ESPN975 as well. Blankers and Pac-Man Joel on the Twitter. I'm at Jeremy Branham on Twitter. I'm at Jeremy J. Branham on TikTok. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN97.5 and ESPN92.5.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Spend Father's Day weekend at Sam Houston Race Park on June 14th. Don't miss the Lawnmower Race is sponsored by Shabbos Plus Bourbon and Whiskey Tasting with 15 types to choose from. Only at Sam Houston Race Park. Visit shrp.com for tickets and details.
Hi, this is Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I buy houses cash. Call me today at 832-779-4000. I'll buy your house for cash and pay you cash up front. I buy houses in any price range and any location in the Houston area. Do you own a house that needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, because I love buying fixer-upper houses. Do you have a tenant living in your property? Not a problem. I'll buy your house with the tenant in it. Do you think your property would be difficult to sell? Easy. We provide assistance for any situation, for houses in any condition. Do you want the best price for your house? Done. I'll beat any offer you have on the table. Remember, if you need cash fast, I'll pay you cash up front. Give me a call today. Sean at Greenlight Offer Buying Houses. Call me at 832-779-4000. That's 832-779-4000. Call for Sean with Greenlight Offer, and I'll get your Greenlight number on your house today.
Championship teams are built with experience, skill, and teamwork, just like Pipefitters Local 211. For over 75 years, we've been representing the best in the trade across the Texas Gulf Coast. Our 4,300 union pipefitters, welders, and HVAC techs bring the heat when it comes to quality, safety, and precision. When you need a home run in craftsmanship, trust the pros who do it right the first time. Pipefitters Local 211, brought to you by the journeymen and apprentices of Pipefitters Local Union 211.
Blue Star Tequila, the world's first and only night-harvested tequila. This is tequila that's natural, unfiltered best, made with 100% blue agave and totally additive-free. Smooth, vibrant, and full of character. It's tequila the way it was meant to be. So whether you're chasing championships or celebrating the moment, raise your glass to bold beginnings and taste the Blue Star difference. Find it near you at BlueStarTequila.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson.
And I'm Shivana Rabashriver.
And we are so excited to be bringing you Culture Club HTX every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Our show is about
sports, community, fashion, and of course, business, and all the things that make Houston the heartbeat of Texas.
Our community. That's our favorite, right?
That's one of my most favorite. So every Sunday, 8 a.m., ESPN Radio 92.5 and 97.5. We can't wait for you to tune in.
For over 50 years, Allstate Windows and Siding has helped homeowners reduce outdoor noise, enhance the appearance, and increase the energy efficiency of their homes. Call at 832-204-1936 or visit AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com to schedule an appointment today.
Your home for the NBA Finals is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Kane is in the building.
Locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Text or someone tossing up the me rebounds, the me bounds to themselves for going to a mandatory practice. Pat yourself on the back. It's me patting myself on the back.
That was directed at you. I thought it was like that CJ went to a mandatory practice, so he should be commended.
Oh, maybe it was. Maybe it was. Maybe that was towards Stroud. I don't know. It wasn't mandatory for me, though. You're right.
Right.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Ocho, are we going to talk about the greatness of Mr. Denzel Leslie Clark's catch? I mastered that catch on the first EA Sports video games. Congratulations, Ocho, for mastering that catch on the video game. It was a great catch. Great catch by Denzel Clark yesterday. Did you see that bad boy?
Oh, the outfield catch by the A's? Yeah. I guess that's his second one of the year. But, yeah, that was – I mean, people are already anointing it one of the greatest catches ever.
Which is a bit much.
Yeah, I would think so.
There is a video of Mike Trout doing the same thing like 3 years ago. Like the exact – almost the exact same play. And you can actually see Trout came from a little further in right center, like covered more ground.
There was one to, I want to say, a Blue Jay that went left center, and it was about a 15-foot wall, and like at the very top of the wall pulled it back. That was phenomenal too. But yeah, I mean, every year we get a couple of these. I think it's a stretch to say it's one of the greatest ever.
So glad the CJ thing is over. You guys blew that way out of proportion for content. Well, it was fun. I mean, we leaned into it. Shrouded with mystery. But again, it's the NFL. The NFL is king. It is the quarterback position. The quarterback position is going to be the most talked about, most important position that exists in sports, whether it's in this city, whether it's in any other NFL city. So anytime the quarterback has something ailing him, or if the quarterback is on the sideline, or if the quarterback's not throwing the football, it is always going to be something. And again, look, the possibility existed that it could have been more. Like, it wouldn't have been the first time in history that a coach says, oh, yeah, everything's fine, and it turns out later everything was not fine. You don't even have to go back that far. You go back to Christian McCaffrey last year. Kyle Shanahan at voluntary OTAs last year, when Christian McCaffrey was not there, told the media everything's fine. What happened with Christian McCaffrey? We mentioned the Dak Prescott thing on the show yesterday. Dak wasn't throwing at voluntary OTAs a few years ago. Oh, he had a scope on the shoulder. So, like, we never thought it was severe or serious, and we actually believed Aaron Wilson's reporting, which he's good. We believed D'Amico, but of course we're going to talk about it, and if we're going to talk about it, we're going to lean all the way in.
I just think that because it ended the way that it did today, that, yeah, we can have those conversations, but I think we had every right to at least be skeptical or at least question it and think about the what-ifs that might surround it, especially because of the way they handled it. And I don't think that that was over-the-top sensationalism, because everyone had questions. Everyone was starting to do it because there were no hard answers. We didn't see or get indications that they could have put it to rest by saying he's absolutely fine. There was no surgery. We think it might have been a weightlifting thing where he might have been overdone it a little bit, but we have nothing to, you know, just put it to rest. They didn't put it to bed. We had questions. It was. I think it was all above board.
Junior Broncos, you check in with Stoots. I don't think Stoots likes me. I said hi to him, and he kind of big-leagued me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think Cody Stoots is a big fan of Branham.
Did you tell him that you didn't want to get into the big boy territory?
No, we didn't talk much. Oh. I was like, hey, Cody. And he just kind of kept walking. He was like, hey. And then he kept walking. Cody's Toots.
It's kind of a big deal, you know.
He didn't want to really engage me in conversation. So, and you know me. If you don't like me, the more I try to like you. So I'll keep plugging away at the big guy, at the big fella. 713-780-ESPN. Who's the Texans' number two quarterback? Davis Mills. He has a neck up on the race. Talk about it fine, but don't make up stuff. Blankers had the man on a surgeon's table.
Didn't make it up. I felt like that was my guess. I felt like that there was a chance that he had a scope. He had someone cleaned something up. I don't know if that's different than surgery or not, but regardless, I'm glad I was wrong. I admitted it at the top of the show. I'm ecstatic that I was wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was plausible. I'm glad that he cleared it up today, though. Nope, didn't happen. Okay, cool. We move on. Texter, all of us are just scared from the Astros. I mean, there is a history in football where an NFL football coach tells you, hey, this everything's fine, and then it's not so fine. They did it with Christian Harris last year. Christian Harris will be fine. Oh, Christian Harris can pretty much miss the entire year. Like, this happens all the time.
I get it that the city, due to the Astros and other things like you just mentioned, already is a little leery anytime they hear of an injury. But we just mentioned the Dak situation yesterday. That's a true situation about a quarterback where nothing was said, there were questions, and then it comes out in camp that he did have a scope. So it is very realistic to talk about that.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Real football stuff. My biggest takeaway was the cameraman. He was by far the most impressive thing I saw today. This guy rides around on a Segway as he shoots video footage. Incredible, this guy.
He works for the team?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's riding around on one of those Segways. Remember that Segway that Mike Tyson used and he busted it on Christmas?
Like the mall cop, Bob Lark?
Yeah. Okay. He rides around on that thing as he's shooting footage. It is by far the most impressive thing I saw today. Like, Jaden Higgins had that unbelievable catch, two unbelievable catches, one against air, one-handed, one against Kamari Lassiter. Mm-hmm. Not even close to the cameraman's ability. He is fantastic.
Good,
like, could
him.
You imagine doing that, riding around on a Segway as you're shooting video footage?
I mean, the multitask skill is pretty impressive when you think about what you have to do to control one of those Segways alone. But then to, like, keep the camera from shaking all over the place and keep steady hand on that is impressive.
I was blown away. I don't mean that facetiously either. I mean that sincerely. But real football stuff, I thought Jaden Higgins was actually the highlight of my day.
It's good.
Big fan. I mentioned the catch that he had against Lassiter. Like, the one-handed catch in the corner of the end zone against Air. Like, it looks cool, it's great, but you're not being defended.
Right.
The one he made on Lassiter was fantastic. And it was a great throw. Stroud dropped into the bucket. I think the Texans really have a guy in Higgins.
That's good to hear, because, you know, he can hear and take with a grain of salt everything that you hear from all the draft analysts and the McShays and the Lances, and then you talk to people that saw him play in college, and that's all fine and dandy. But you want to see how it translates to the field. And like you said, you want to see it how it translates, whether it's one-on-ones, seven-on-sevens, or whenever they get into full-blown scrimmages. But if he looks like the real deal, this offense could be really, really, really good this year and have a bunch of different ways to beat you. Because the question that I had for you yesterday when we were talking about priorities that I'm curious about is Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't really do much.
But does he looks the part?
It's hard to tell because, like, all they're doing is handing the football up to him and he's running a few routes. Okay. Like, he didn't really do anything that, like, blew me away today, but they're also not in pads. Like, and I think that would be the time where a running back can really shine. Like a receiver can shine without pads because they can go up and make an incredible play, right? Or a quarterback can look good without pads because they can just have incredible ball placement and all this stuff. And, like, they're simulating a rush, and they're having a rush, but they're not in pads. Like, a running back can't, to me, unless it's something in the passing game, can't really stand out that way. Like, they didn't even hand the ball off. Like, you know, like they were handing the ball off in drills, but not whenever they were actually having the ones versus ones. Yeah,
and that makes sense. I mean, you're right. From a hand-to-hand combat and one-on-one capability in any kind of D-back versus wide receiver situation, you have a chance to actually stand out more and show what you can do. I'm just – the more I'm looking at this offense, as long as he can be decent – I'm even more excited because I like the extra depth in the running back room.
Yeah, no Mixon. I mean, Mixon was apparently, according to Will Kunkel, there, according to his sources. So, like, he was there, like, in the facility, but I didn't see him. It wasn't doing it. And we heard from Aaron Wilson that he was in a walking boot this season. So that's something to monitor. That's our next fear that we can lean into. Instead of Stratted with Mystery,
we
get a nickname with Joe Mixon.
Because it's one thing to say that Chubb was brought in and it kind of surprised me that all of a sudden they're bringing in another running back. And we had said at the time, you know, when we're looking at all the different scenarios, are you bringing him in just as a potential depth piece that you're kicking the tires on, that you have a chance to actually upgrade your running back room? Or are you bringing him in because there's a chance that you might need him?
That's my thought. Like, and I'm not – I think Mixon's going to be fine because Aaron Wilson's been consistent with his reporting and he's been right with his reporting. So I believe Aaron Wilson's reporting that Joe Mixon's going to be fine by training camp. But – you know, there are setbacks, as we know. Hopefully that's not the case, and it was just them beefing up the room. And I do sincerely believe that. But that sliver of doubt does exist in my mind because I can be a bit of a – people have told me that. I can be a bit of a pessimist. I don't really see it. I think I'm an optimist. I think I'm a realist. Pessimist? I don't know. Here's another one from C.J. Stroud because this, to me, is critical to the Houston Texans in 2025. Two things, really. The offensive line and then just the offense as a whole. I think the Texans defense has the capability of being a top five defense. Mm-hmm. If they can get an offense that's in the top 10, around the top 10, I think that that's where you see the Texans sky is the limit, potential dark horse Super Bowl contenders. Here is C.J. Stroud on what he likes about Nick Caley and his offense.
About this Nick Caley's offense.
Him as a person. I think... For me, like, I buy into people. I really don't buy into, like, system. You know, I kind of have that thing about, like, life. Is like, you know, it's the people and the relationships that kind of take things and make it rocket ship to the stars. So just him as a person, man, like, he's has probably the most juice I've ever seen in my life, just naturally. I'm a very laid-back, chill guy, except for, like, when I'm in between the lines. But, like, he's 6 in the morning. He's up. He's at it. So, like, that kind of, like, gets me motivated. And just, you know, how he buys into his players. And, you know, he calls me a lot. I don't always answer because he always yelling and stuff. But, you know, I appreciate it, though. And it's, you know, it's been great, you know. He's implementing a lot of things he's done in the past, which is important as well. The system is important. And he's doing a great job, you know. As you guys have seen, you know, we've been able to, you know, have a pretty good OTA off-season program, from what you guys can see, and even things that y'all can't see, building that foundation so we can rocket ship once we snap that ball, you know, against LA. So, I love Nick, and he's doing a great job.
He called out Key from LA. Called you out, Key. He's already looking forward to LA. How big of a malcontent is C.J. Stroud? 713-780-3776. He doesn't answer the calls of his own offensive coordinator. The Texans have a diva quarterback right before them.
Yeah, there's your storyline now. Yeah, now that's Shrouded with Mystery. Why don't you answer all your coach's calls?
He's not answering his OC's calls.
It is a little it's humorous, but maybe he does call too much. Maybe he is too excited. I like the fact that they've already gotten off on the right foot. This is great. There was a couple stories that were coming out about still, you know, crapping all over Slowik more about how kind of disjointed it was last year. I don't care about all that. The most important thing now is you're getting another pretty good offensive mind coming from good experiences and what he's had in the past. And if CJ and he are on the same page early and they're ready to go, then I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, this is all talk is cheap,
sure.
Right? Like, am I encouraged by what he said? Like, they're getting along. Kaylee's high strung, high energy. That's fine. That's cool. I rather hear that than, like, oh, he mopes across the hall and I don't really like him. Like, okay. But talk is cheap until you get out there and you actually perform. But I've liked what I heard. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, because I think the main thing is that if we didn't have this Stroud story early on with starting with OTAs, we'd be right back to saying what we always say, which is it's still just off-season programs. It's still just mandatory. We're not going to learn a whole lot. We're not going to get a whole lot. And there's not a whole lot that's going to translate to once we get into pads.
See, I disagree with that. I do think that it is valuable, and I do think that there are a lot of things that go on that is very constructive to team going forward.
Right, but what I'm saying is, from our standpoint, from the media standpoint, from the listener standpoint, from a fan's perspective, we aren't going to get a whole lot of substance out of anything no matter what happens. It is extremely valuable for them with the playbook, with the new OC, with some of the new players that they have from the draft and otherwise. All of that is extremely important. I don't want to discount that at all.
Yeah, mostly agree with that. Now, I do think that there are things that you see or that come out and you're like, okay, it changes your outlook on stuff. Like Jaden Higgins, I think, would be a good example. We'll get into him a little bit in a second. Mm-hmm. D'Amico had great things to say about Jaden Higgins. Like, we can see Jaden Higgins make outstanding plays and we're like, okay, Jaden Higgins is going to be a trusted top three receiver for the Texans, where if we didn't see that from Jaden Higgins, we're not as confident about the wide receiver room. So I think it's That's small things, but right. I do think that it exists.
Because I also think from an offensive line perspective, now they're going to play with your minds a little bit, as well as just experiment with different combinations of how the line is laid out, who's where, and how it looks. But I do think from the standpoint that they maybe tried to oversell it a week ago, but the fact that you're working on continuity, you're working on eliminating some of the things that might have been a problem a year ago in that room and with that unit so that you get ahead of the curve before you even get to camp, I think that could be a very important step. And I think that some of that is obviously visible to the media and to the fans, and that could be something. But we know that the offensive line is going to be something that everybody's going to be hyper-focused on.
For sure. Let's talk about that offensive line on the other side. Also, the D'Amico Ryan's giving some praise to the Texans' newest receiver. No, Noel. His name's not Noel, but no Noel is hard to say. Jalen Noel has a little bit of an injury, wasn't out there. But the other rookie was Jaden Higgins. We'll discuss him, discuss that offensive line battle, which looks like it's shaping up to be a battle. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is the NBA Finals.
SGA, a long three on its way, and good for the NBA's MVP.
The Thunder respond and tie the Pacers at one. Now the series shifts to Indianapolis.
If you're Indiana, there's no need to panic. You got one. You came there to get one, and you got one.
Game 3 coverage begins Wednesday night at 7 right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Chastain Ford is the place to go if you're in the market for a Ford. Their professional staff will provide you with an outstanding truck buying experience. They offer competitive pricing and an extensive selection of new and used Ford vehicles. From the sales staff to the finance team, their knowledgeable and friendly staff are devoted to helping you find the perfect Ford for your needs. Chastain Ford also offers exclusive incentives and deals to get the most out of your purchase. Whether looking for a truck or SUV, Chastain Ford is the perfect place to find your dream Ford.
If the reason you haven't bought a Heritage film for your loved one is because of money, there are so many options, like drug dealing. You can deal drugs on the side to make money or sell things that you currently own. Another good option is theft. Okay, I'm kidding about the drug dealing. YourHeritageFilm.com will make a feature-length documentary film of your loved ones or yourself or your drug dealer. We don't care. Capture your stories for generations to come. YourHeritageFilm.com.
Ready to reignite the spark? Introducing Rize, R-I-I-Z-E Health's Red Max Strips, your fast track to peak performance. These revolutionary dissolving strips pack sildenafil, tadalafil, and oxytocin for harder, longer-lasting results in minutes. It's discreet, easy to use, and up to 5 times faster than pills. Visit Rize, R-I-I-Z-E Health.com, complete a quick questionnaire, and connect with U.S. board-certified doctors. Red Max Strips, unleash your confidence today.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here. If you have low water pressure, dirty or bad tasting water, call Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They're Houston's premier repiping company. If you have a water heater that's over 10 years old, it may be time to look into a tankless water heater. Go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They are the local plumbing experts, and you can trust that they are going to take care of ESPN 97.5 listeners. Make sure that you keep the name aqueductplumbingcompany.com in your phone and ready for action.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-404-1463. 800-404-1463. 800-404-1463. That's 800-404-1463.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Jade Higgins, my camp show out today. Pick six and extra point. I don't remember how many I had. But here was D'Amico talking about his rookie, Jaden Higgins, who the Texans picked with the 34th pick of the NFL draft.
Here, I've seen a guy who's steadily, like, got better every single week. You've seen him make even more plays, and seeing him today, I mean, this is the most plays that he's made, and in our last week of camp, to see a rookie who's come in and showing right now that he could be an impact player for us, I think it means a lot. And we saw it as coaches watching his film from the college game, but I think it just means a lot to the entire team, the players, defensive players, other offensive players, actually seeing him thrive in practice, because I truly believe if you take practice the right way, deliberately, and you work at it, it'll show up in the games. And so it's really awesome to see the work that he's doing and the plays that he's making.
I think D'Amico's got a man crush Monday on Jade Higgins. Like, D'Amico does not rave about players a ton. Usually it's like, hey, we like what he's doing. They're all working. We'll see where they land. Like, he raved about Stroud. He's raved around about a few of his defenders. But for him to have this sort of praise to Jaden Higgins 4 days into he had rookie minicamp. He had voluntary minicamp. He has mandatory minicamp. And the dude's talking like Jaden Higgins is a 3-4 year vet that's been a solid producer.
That's great to hear. I mean, was it Watson that he was building up?
Watson had a catch today, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah, because Noel didn't.
I need him to have 10 in regular season.
No. Yeah, we didn't. You didn't bet it, though.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I remember him pumping up Watson. I think that was more motivation to other receivers like that might be not there or not working hard. But to hear something like this, I was surprised he didn't bring up Swarm. But, I mean, that's his type of guy. And then he's going to pump up his type of guy because you go out and draft him and you already are hearing that he's going to be a guy that can contribute right away. That's huge, because we know that, you know, you drafted other guys in the past that no matter what you thought they were going to be, that it's been a slower process. And Fisher took a little while to get on the offensive line, and some others. Remember, he was extremely high on Lassiter right from the jump, and Bullock and guys like that. So That's great to hear early on.
He's enamored with Jaden Higgins.
I love it.
He's a fan. And look, it backs it up, too. Like, he's saying it, and then you're seeing it. So it's, okay, let's see what kind of year that Jaden Higgins produces. Because that could be a major threat. With Nico and Higgins' size, and then you have Kirk and, you know, Noel, depending on who's out there and who's winning snaps and stuff like that. This wide receiver room is going to be very, very good. And I also think it's going to be very, very tough to make this roster because the Texans have multiple players that are going to get cut that should be on NFL rosters. Yeah. Like we mentioned those four. Like Watson's an NFL football player. Mm-hmm. Do I think he's going to get 10 catches with the Houston Texans? I don't because of the receiver room so deep. But he's an NFL football player. Mechie had a really good one-handed behind him catch today. Like I think he's an NFL football player. I think Hutchinson's an NFL football player. Now backups, not like starters. And then Jared Wayne. Don't sleep on Jared Wayne. Like Jared Wayne is not bad. He's pretty good.
Was Berrios out there?
I didn't see Berrios.
Because no. I was going to say, when you start talking about like veterans like Berrios, Watson, guys like that.
He might have been out there, but I just didn't notice them.
They're going to be on a roster because of their special teams abilities too. But then when you talk about just purely from a receiver position, it's good to know that how far that they have come from hearing that from you from where we talked about about a year or so ago when we were talking about one of the worst receiver rooms in the league. And now you're stacked, you're loaded, and you've got guys that are probably not going to make this roster that are going to end up somewhere else. So that's encouraging because you know injuries are going to happen along the way.
The receiver room is the deepest position that they have, in my opinion. Braxton Berrios' famous girlfriend, Alex Early. I think you pronounce her name Early. They're making a Hulu show on her. Did you know that?
Did not know
they're
that.
They're making. Yeah, she's like a very. She's a huge TikTok influencer. Like she's a social media star.
I've heard
and
that.
They're doing a Hulu show on Alex Early, Braxton Berrios' girlfriend. But the receiver room's very good. Somebody asked me about that tight end that they drafted, Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees. I don't forget his first name, but he was he's a big man. He doesn't move all that great, and he had like a really bad drop. But I mean, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
Mentioned Mixon. D'Amico had a lot of praise for Bullock and Stover. Like, I didn't really see it a whole lot, but I had a lot of praise for them. And then the O-line that I mentioned, which, by the way, the defensive line was beating up on the offensive line. Now, it's hard to tell because they're not in pads, so it's much different. Mm-hmm. But Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson had a bit of a field day against the Texans offensive line, which not the best two guys to be trying to block whenever you're an offensive line that's trying to figure it out. But it's the same structure that we saw. Robinson, Tomlinson, Andrews, Howard, Fisher from left to right.
So Andrews looks more and more like he's going to be the first guy to get the first crack at starting at center.
Like Patterson worked in with the ones at times, but he wasn't the first one out there. And it's June 10th. They don't have a depth chart. Okay, then why Stroud your QB1?
Yeah.
Why is Nico running with Stroud? Like they have a depth chart right now. Now a lot can change, but they have a depth chart right now.
You said Fisher's playing right tackle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now Ursary was working in there, and Ursary also was working in at left tackle whenever they were getting like the second and third tries.
I just worry right off the jump for a guy as big as Ursary to be mobile enough and agile enough on the outside on NFL defensive for pass rushers.
He's going to have to be eventually.
Eventually, yes. But, like, I don't want to throw him to the fire right away. I hope it's just, you know, he's depth right now and they're going to make him better because it seems like right now if he's going to play at all this season, he would be inside.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. I don't think we'll ever see him inside.
Really? No, with his size and how big he is?
I don't think he'll ever be an interior offensive lineman.
I thought that they had talked about early on that they were going
to. I don't think he moves like well enough to be an interior offensive lineman.
I thought they were going to try him at guard.
If he plays this year, if he plays at left tackle this year, I think they're in a little bit of trouble. Because now you're playing a rookie left tackle and a second-year right tackle that didn't play a lot last year. I think there's a decent chance he could be your right tackle over Fisher, which is fine. Like, both of those guys are inexperienced and young and green. But if Robinson's so bad that Ursary has to be your left tackle, I think you're
in a world of hurt.
Yeah, unless Ursary's just, like, surprising us all and is the steal of a draft pick, which I think is a bit unrealistic at this point.
It, in person, he's what, 6'6"?
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's everything that I heard. I just worry about his mobility in terms of on the outside at tackle right off the jump.
Yeah, he's more of a big man than a mobile man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What number is Ursary wear? They have double numbers, too, by the way. Ursary's listed at 6'6", 330.
Okay.
Like two guys, like Woody Marks has number 27 and Miles Bryan has number 27. Which one's going to be number 27?
Gets it at the start of the year is the most important thing.
I guess you can do double numbers through preseason. Does that sound right? But then once you have the actual team,
I don't remember them having double numbers in the preseason. I thought they have to clean it up by first preseason game.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I know for sure by the start of the regular season. Maybe it's just a camp thing. But, I mean, you carry 90 guys. I mean, yeah, there's more than 90 numbers. And so.
But normally they have some cutdowns before they get to the first preseason game where they don't have duplicates.
Mm-hmm. 713-780-ESPN. That's all I had. Yeah. A couple of texts on this. Is there a return date for Tank Dell? If Tank Dell plays in 2025, I would be stunned.
I'm not expecting him at all. And based on everything that I've heard of in terms of how they had to do, like, one of the tears before they could do the other tear, before they could do everything else to clean it up, I had no expectation of him touching the football field at all this year.
Yeah, I would be stunned if I see Tank Dell on the football field in 2025. Now, I think he's holding out hope and, like, hey, if he comes back with, like, 3 weeks left to play and he's 100%, you need receivers, that's great. But I would be stunned if we see him, and I'm also going to chalk up, like, my attitude of see you in 2026, Tank Dell. And, look, I think it's fair, and I hate this for my guy because I love Tank Dell. I think it's fair to wonder if he's ever going to be the same player. That was a major leg surgery for a guy whose best quality is his shiftiness and his quick twitch.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of friends that are in that business of doing those surgeries and or rehabbing those surgeries, and they said it's just unfair. You hope that he can regain everything, but it's just it would be unfair to say that he's ever going to be to the level he was before that injury because it was so devastating in so many different areas of the knee.
Wayne took out Tank Dell. That should be enough for him to be cut. That's a good point. It's a really good point, Texter. You taking out one of us, we take you out. No, I like Jared Wayne as a depth piece, though, but he's going to have a really tough time making this team. If you keep six receivers, you're looking at the four that we mentioned. You can store Tank on IR, so you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But the four that we mentioned, I mean, who are your favorite two after the four that we mentioned? I mean, the two rookies, Kirk and Nico, are locks.
And then,
I'm not sure there's anybody else that's a lock after them.
I think Watson is going to be there with special teams in mind. And then I think it's either Hutch or Mechie.
So you have Hutch, Mechie, Wayne, Watson, Berrios. Am I missing anybody?
I think that's it.
So you're going to cut, more than likely, three of those guys.
Yes, you are. And teams are going to be waiting for you to cut them because they will find their place on other teams.
Now, that's, of course, if they're all, you know, they all make it healthy through camp, which maybe that's a little bit unrealistic. But, no, that wide receiver room, I'm telling you, pretty
dang good.
It does
say, by the way, that the temporary deviation from an NFL rule states that in the preseason they are allowed to have duplicate numbers.
Okay. So they have to trim it down. Yes. But, I mean, both of those guys are making the roster, you would think. Woody Marks is definitely making the roster.
For sure.
Miles Bryant, I guess he'd be more in the roster bubble. But it'd be funny if both of those guys make the team, and then you have the veteran fighting with the rookie on who's wearing number 27.
Yeah, I mean, okay. And like Nick Chubb going back to his high school number, if that's a big deal, okay, cool. I mean, I don't think if he's not worried about it, I'm not worried about it. I just need to see a really good version of Nick Chubb. That would make me extremely happy.
They have two number 72s, but it's Jalen Thomas and Tommy Tagua. So it's like, okay, well, both of you are going to be two.
Exactly.
So, like, that one doesn't matter as much as 27. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Cam Smith in the lineup tonight playing right field. We all like what Cam Smith has done in his rookie year. But you're starting to see more and more Major League Baseball teams call up prospects because it's the time of year. Summer is kind of emerging, is approaching. Feels like summer in Houston. But it's that time of year where you've already, most teams have gained that extra year of club control. So let's take a look at Cam Smith. At this point of the season, was Cam Smith worth calling up with what he's produced to this point? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, we have seen Houston Powder Coaters work all over the city. The Ferris Wheel, Westside Tennis Club, the Waterway in the Woodlands. Now we're going to see it at NRG?
Yes, they have removable stadium seating that we are coating right now. So when you go there for your football games, for your concerts, for your monster jams, you will see our work up close and personal.
If businesses all over this city are using Houston Powder Coaters, why shouldn't you? Call Robin, 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Why sit on the bench when you can step up to the plate and start earning now at Pipefitters Local 211? Our free state-of-the-art apprenticeship program trains the next generation of pipefitters, welders, and HVAC techs, and we're recruiting across the Texas coast from Houston to Beaumont. No experience? No problem. We'll coach you up, pay while you train, and set you up for a career that knocks it out of the park. Swing for success. Apply today at pipefitters211.com.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-414-1657. 800-414-1657. 800-414-1657. That's 800-414-1657.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow, you always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This song makes me think of Stephon Diggs. He talked to the media today, Stephon Diggs. They asked him about what was in the bag.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's good on the Patriots to put him out there immediately. Like, it's not going away, so you might as well put him out there. Then the first time that he's available to the media, he's going to get asked about it. So you might as well just get it out of the way. That way it's done. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, you know, I'm not going to talk about my personal life with people I don't have a personal relationship with, which is actually a really good answer. Like, it's a good right way of ducking that question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just probably should be careful where cameras are from now on going forward in your personal life.
Or just don't have illegal substances, yeah, if they are illegal substances.
Yeah, and don't have them within a camera's view.
Gun to your head, do you think it was an illegal substance in that bag?
Yep.
Ryan, gun to your head, do you think it was an illegal substance in that bag?
Not a doubt in my mind.
Mapes, gun to your head, do you think that was an illegal substance inside that bag?
I think it's more probable than not.
You answer that like an attorney.
Answer it like with a yes or no answer, Sean Mapes. Don't dodge it and skirt it. He did answer it.
Allegedly it was.
He did answer it. He answered that like kind of like Nick Caserio would answer it. Just a bunch of word salad and like kind of gives his opinion, but also has a hedge there. Well, I said probably. I didn't say that it was. It's a good way not to get sued, though. So, yeah, it's pretty well done. Yeah, I mean, I would think that that was an illegal substance in that bag.
Yeah. And again, I mean, I know that everybody's all about the clicks and the media coverage and the social media aspect of it. But if you're going to do that kind of stuff in your off season while you're having some fun, and I'm not opposed, I understand that people can have some fun, but don't do it in front of a camera. It's going to get somewhere.
Yeah, it's a good way to, like, sometimes that stuff can speed you up, though. So maybe it can get them working out pretty good.
And then you probably have to take a drug test at some point, right?
I don't know if they drug test for Molly Percocet.
I don't know what they test for anymore.
I'm sure that they do.
But I know we talked about the NBA aspect of that, and that's been up for discussion recently again too.
I wonder when they get tested though. Like, I wonder if you could do it in the off season and then it's out of your system by the time they test.
I know from an NBA perspective that the NBA players knew that they were only allowed to do it once during the year, and once they did it during the year, they couldn't be tested again, at least the old CBA,
yeah,
and players would celebrate that.
The Now, much different than the NFL, though.
Oh, for
you
sure.
know, like they have different rules.
Especially nowadays, right? They crack down on everything so much more that now you could have over-the-counter prescription meds that you, quote-unquote, think aren't on the NFL's list, and then you find out that they are the hard way.
Yeah. According to NFL drug policy, MDMA or Molly is not a banned substance.
It's not a banned substance? Any sort of doubt I had is removed. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely what Stephon Diggs had.
Yep.
Allegedly. I didn't say that. I'll fix that in post. Yeah, that's crazy they don't test for it.
That is. I mean, with everything that they've cracked down on, you would think that, I mean, with some of these over-the-counter drugs that the guys are getting drilled for, you would think that that would be on there.
Texter says they test for Adderall, though. Yeah, so they test for Adderall, but not Molly. That's crazy. I know Adderall is banned in baseball. Like, they got rid of all those, like, amphetamines and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the latest collective bargaining agreement, or the last two, is where leagues completely restructured and redefined how hard they were going to crack down on all that stuff.
Somebody sent us a picture of bath salts. People still do that. Remember, people, like, there was that fad where everybody's like doing the bath salts and they're dying, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
I hope they still don't, but they do a lot of dumb stuff thanks to videos they see.
Yeah, it is nuts. All right, 713-780-ESPN. So this is the time of the calendar in Major League Baseball where all these teams are calling up their prospects because they've probably manipulated service time enough to keep them away from the Super 18 thing so you can pretty much get that extra year of club control. So knowing that's where we are on that point of the calendar, knowing that you could call up Cam Smith today had you not called him up on opening day, we can look at this sliver of time, the sliver of work that Cam Smith has done from the start of the season till now to form an educated opinion and give our thoughts and our opinions on if calling Cam Smith up on opening day was worth it.
Jeremy Branham says so, I guess Cam Smith is ass.
Lance,
so.
Don't interrupt me like that again. Cam Smith hitting .246 on the year, .326 on base, .365 slug, .691 OPS, .95 OPS plus, which we all know OPS plus, league average is 100. So Cam Smith 5 points below league average. Now his defense does give him a pretty decent war. 1.1 war, which Israel is quick to point out, is fourth best on the Houston Astros. Knowing what we know now, knowing this is the time of the calendar when teams start calling up prospects because they've already gained that extra year of club control, did Dana Brown and the Houston Astros get it right by calling Cam Smith up on opening day?
I'll say yes. I'll say yes because I think he continues to show the progress that he's getting better with every extra at bat he gets in the major leagues. I also think that I want to believe in today's baseball that they're going to make a decision on Cam Smith before they get to that extra gear one way or the other. And I think that the Astros seem to be a franchise now with their younger players trying to wrap them up earlier. But I know that it's a big discussion that could be debated, and there's going to be, you know, a lot of passion on both sides of it. I'll say because of how bad I was worried about the outfield situation this year going into the regular season, and with the prospect of having Jake, of the Jake that I thought he was going to be, and Chaz starting in the outfield every day, I will still say yes.
I don't think it's fair to use the extension to help your argument because that is an unknown.
It is an unknown, right. But, I mean, I'm trying to say why I can feel good about the fact that they did what they did when they did it. I think that if you didn't see Cam Smith until this, you know, in the upcoming days, I don't know where that outfield would be. I don't know that I would feel as good as I feel right now about where the Astros are. And so I'll say that I'm totally fine with them calling him up when they did.
Now, the injuries have thrown a wrinkle into this because you've lost two outfielders in the last couple of weeks. Zach DeZinzo, OPS plus of 94, just 1 point below Cam Smith. His war is not as good because he didn't play in as many games, but he does have a positive war. And Chaz McCormick also hurt. 86 OPS plus, which 9 points below where Cam's at. Chaz a .347 on base, Cam a .326. On base. Cam's a better defender in right field, though, no doubt about that. And then, of course, they lost Jordan Alvarez as well. My counterpoint to that on the other side, I'm a believer that, no, he hasn't done enough to justify Cam Smith making the opening day roster. I much rather have the extra year as opposed to his first 51 games. 713-780-ESPN. We'll take your thoughts on it as well. 713-780-3776, the HRNP listener line. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Teams are battling for the championship, and there's no better place to get in on the intensity than ESPN Bet. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code JOEQ, that's J-O-E-Q, to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Something amazing is happening here. Scientists are using AI to study how whales talk to each other. CDW experts can give researchers the power to process complex data with HP workstations, advanced by AMD Ryzen Threadripper Pro processors. With easier handling of AI workloads, your organization can bring powerful insights to the surface. Make amazing happen. HP AMD and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/HPAMD.
John Granato here for Game Day Health. Are you feeling lethargic, having issues in the bedroom? How about weight gain, muscle loss, even brain fog? You may have low testosterone. Game Day Men's Health are the experts in testosterone replacement therapy, ED, and weight management strategies. They can help you get back to feeling and performing better. With 5 locations, 15 more on the way, book a free testosterone test today at GameDayMen'sHealth.com. That's GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-240-4587. 800-240-4587. 800-240-4587. That's 800-240-4587.
Hey parents, Jeremy Branham here. Want to transform your driveway into a pro-level court? Pro Dunk basketball goals are the real deal. Their revolutionary lightning adjust system lets you change heights in seconds, from regulation 10 feet down to 5 feet so the whole family can play. Build commercial grade materials that stand up to Houston weather. Get your kids off those screens and onto the court. Pro Dunk, the choice of serious ballers. Visit ProDunk.com today. That's ProDunk.com.
Subscribe to ESPN Houston for free on YouTube. This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadda Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.